This is what I used to listen to in college, and like the basketball players that had the room couple down, they'd look in the door, hey, check this guy out. They're playing like Zap and things like that that I'd never heard. So I'm old school man all the way. That's the best. I talked to Don Cornelius's son after he died. On Jesse Jackson's daughter's show, and I was talking to him, and I said, man, you know, Soul Train in our house in 70s and 80s, these were absolutely the best days for, you know, that halftime show was great, but they weren't the ones who started this music.
No, they weren't, but hey, it was still great nonetheless.
Oh, hey, no, I watched the whole thing, and Eminem, man, dude, that, I mean, I can't keep up with him. How's that?
I thought it was very powerful when he took a knee.
Yeah. You know, and I do that. Like, I'm not ashamed to say when they, you know, somebody does that at the Capitol, I turn my back and take a knee. And this was an incredible week for me at the Capitol because I ran into, like, the biker Trump crowd that was there, filled the rotunda, you know, and I'm with these signs. And I'm like,
really?
Oh, racism's number one in Wisconsin. Ew, you know, and hey, without... with the exception of a few guys, you know, and then these women were like, oh, we thought you were with them. Well, that explains the signs. And I go, yeah, man, I was just trying to keep them from killing me, you know. And I was telling the cops, hey, you're going to protect me, right? And they went to protected me. You seen that crowd January 6th? I'd have been just a spot. But, hey, listen, the guy out in the middle was a former state senator, and his name's Dave Zien, and he and I were like, mortal enemies, right? And now it's like this acceptance and tolerance thing that kind of brought us together and talk about poverty and things like that because they understand that. And that's where I'm going with this. But as far as like Republican legislators and lobbyists, I'm going to light you guys up, man. I got your signs. It's awesome. Now, well, we got to do this again. Say. What's that?
You know what they say? I call them Republicans and Democrats.
Well, dude, I got all kinds. You're right. Look, we're using the same language. You know, I'm not ashamed to have some, broken English with a little bit of Ebonics and stuff like that. You know, I'm ignorant when it comes to other languages. I always make fun of myself with the guys that I work with that, you know, can speak two languages or even more. But that's what you do. You just embrace who you are. Don't be ashamed of it, man. It's not about white guilt, man. And I am critical race theory. And I'm going to continue to do it, not just through February, but onward and upward, man, because I got a lot of positive vibes from the people that were in there. Even the parochial school kids understand that it's from my heart and soul this is.
Yeah. Right.
And anytime you want to come on, man, you just let me know.
I will. And speaking of children, I don't know if you know that the Madison La Follette students had a walkout in support of Quadron Wilson.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing. 200 children walked out of class, they spoke, and you know, our children need to be heard. Our children are very intelligent. We have this negative image of our children that the media portrays. You know, all our children are like that, but these children were strong, they were passionate, they were intelligent, and they spoke the truth. And you know, there's an adage out there, Huey P. Newton said, the young always inherit the revolution. And this was an exemplified act of that.
10 seconds. We'll be in touch. Hey, thanks, brother. I'm really, you know, I love you.